It's important to remember God's favor on things, right? So I had to have my argument with myself for a lot of the time before we left. When we got over there, the reason they pushed the trip back was because the container with all of the building material that we needed wasn't going to be there in time. So they pushed it back a week, and no problem, it's going to be there. Container made it into Montego Bay when it was supposed to, but customs wouldn't release it. And so the container was 3 days late getting to us. So while we are there working, Dennis, who's the head of the trip, he's the guy sitting there facing us with a shoulder strap on. He just said, look, guys, God's got this. I've been through this before. We're going to do whatever we need to do. He'll make this thing happen when it needs to. The container was supposed to be there on Tuesday. It didn't show up till Thursday night, and we hand unloaded the whole thing. But it was there when we actually had to have it. If we didn't have it on Thursday, we'd have been in a lot of trouble come Friday morning. But it made it. We prayed a lot about it. We spent a lot of time. Every morning we would have sort of a devotional moment and a word and a prayer, and we spent a lot of time. That's how we set up every single day. That's the inside of the auditorium, sanctuary where they were putting everything back together. So the guy's getting ready to put ceiling grid up. All right, you can pause right there. So this is Saturday night. You see, we installed those two mini splits, which is the same kind of thing we have here. That we had one team, they installed six of those in the sanctuary. So this sanctuary has never been air-conditioned before. This was Saturday night, so the mini splits are in, all the sheetrock is done, all the paintwork is done, everything is finished and ready to go. And I was laughing earlier because there was a discussion within the team about what we were going to do on Sunday morning. Normally when they're on a deployment, they don't really go to church on Sunday, they just work because we got to work. But we were in a position where we weren't ready to go out into the community yet. We were pretty much done with most of the stuff we had to do there. So we had a moment. What were we going to do on Sunday morning? And again, we showed up on Tuesday and went right to work. Literally drug our bags in, dropped them off in the room, went right outside and started working on things. So we had been working straight from Tuesday. So Saturday night when everybody was talking, it's like, hey, do we want to go to service with everybody on Sunday morning? So I was really glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord, right? That song was bouncing around in my head because it was a break for us. Little did we know it was going to be a three-hour service, so staying awake in that three-hour service after having worked like that was really difficult, and it was really nice and comfy in there, 72 degrees. So you can play it. There's going to be a picture, I think, in just a second, of that Sunday morning service. Yeah, so here it is. So that's pastor's wife preaching, and everybody was there. This was after the church service. So that's Dennis and Ralph. There was a girl there who was scheduled to be baptized. And the pastor was actually teaching at their other campus down in Falmouth. And she was there, and her extended family had come in from Kingston. And the pastor's wife, she's a trip. At the end of the service, she said, you know, the baptisms were put off until Friday. It was day before yesterday was when they were going to do them again. And everybody said, well, hey, she's got family here. And so she looked at Dennis and said, you want to baptize her? And Dennis said, absolutely. So out we went into the baptismal and we baptized her. So they all, of course, did a call to the altar, and a bunch of people got saved before that. She got baptized. So it was an amazing event that right after that, Dennis looked at all of us and said, okay, we're done now. Back to work. So back to work we went. But we did get a nice break on Sunday. That's me and the guy I was partnered up with holding the pantyhose that we got, which was the strangest request that anybody got because we've been dealing with fiberglass and metal shards for 2 days. And the best way to get that out in the shower is with some pantyhose. It takes all that stuff out. So we had to make a call for pantyhose to the guy that was running and getting us stuff. And he was like, oh, what size do you guys need? So this is the first house in the community that we put a new roof on. You can see, obviously, the damage that was done. This was the drone photo of it. This was right when we showed up. He put the drone up, and we had to get in there and tear all of that out and rebuild and reframe to put this roof back on. This is a lady who goes to church with them. That's the house, which is, I say that lightly, right? Yes, it's a house, but it's just sort of cobbled together with whatever it is that they can find to put everything together. In the back corner, you see a palm tree kind of standing up right there. That's going to be important. So this is after we tore everything off, re-roofing the whole thing, putting everything back on. I bled a lot on that roof, actually. I sliced myself pretty good. Dennis, who's up there with us, came around the corner and said, Are you bleeding? I said, no, man, I'm anointing this bad boy. Let's just keep on working. It's all said and done. New roof on. Lady is praising God. The section you see in the back was a room that had been added on, and the wind had actually picked the room up and moved it off of the slab. So there was really no reason for us to do anything. And we talked to her, and we ended up leaving her some tin. She's gonna have that rebuilt, and we were able to leave some tin for her to get it fixed. You can play it now. There is throughout my time there. All right, pause it right here. Contentment is something that I kept hearing inside. And I was trying to get my head wrapped around how those people who, so this little area, this little neighborhood, there's going to be a drone shot of it in a minute. It's kind of scattered, and it's just a rundown place. And some of these people are subsistence farmers. You can see some farming areas where they do sweet potatoes and yams and all that kind of stuff. Some of these people work for the Jamaican government in like the sort of sanitation and road work area. A lot of these people, which is mind-blowing to me, a lot of these people work at the resorts. So they would come down out of the mountains and go to work at the resorts. And getting my head wrapped around how you can be content in a situation like this, seeing all the other things, especially the ones that work at the resorts, how are you around that kind of people and behavior, and then you go back to your shack effectively. And so it was really, I struggled with that a lot while I was over there watching. This is directly across the street from the house that we were roofing, right? You see the vertical metal right there. What's behind that is an outdoor shower. So this shack does have running water. That thing is probably 16 by 12. It's cobbled together with whatever plywood you can find. There's a family living in there. I didn't know that was a shower until I came back to the van to get some stuff out of it after we'd been there for 10 or 15 minutes, and I hear water running, and I'm like, what's going on? And the guy who had just been talking to us is out there taking a shower in his shower. But crazy, as soon as we pull up, he's got it, the back door's right on the corner there. It's padlocked. He unlocks his door. He comes out. He starts talking to us. He helps us unload every single piece of the wood that we had, all the metal that we had. Super nice guy, just wanting to help us, didn't ask for anything, didn't do anything. You're going to see a picture in a minute. I'm standing up on the roof, and I hear something back behind me, and I turn around, and about 60 foot up in the air, this dude had barefoot shimmied all the way up that coconut tree to take some coconuts out for us that he gave to Ralph, that Ralph got for us to drink coconut water while we were re-roofing this thing. But that's how helpful he was. He was just there to help, to do whatever it was he could do for us. Yeah, there he is. He barefoot shimmied all the way up there, knocked a bunch of coconuts out. Ralph knocked the tops off of them, chopped them up, and gave it to us. That's the area that we were working in. You can see there's a lot of damage on pretty much every single house. That's a top-down view of where we were working while we were there. That's the valley in between the mountains. We weren't able to get video of the second house we did because we rolled up and unloaded the van, and it started pouring down rain on us as we were trying to re-roof this house, and it rained on us for about 4.5 hours straight while we did this, to the point where I bent over at one point and water poured straight out of my my tool belt all over everywhere. And